That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Well, yesterday, after Lum got his differences with Miss Emmeline all nicely patched up, he asked her for a date to a box thumper and roller skating party at Pin Oaks Pavilion. But before he finished the phone call, he somehow had told her that he was a former skating champion and that he'd be proud to teach her to skate. Well, needless to say, he's never been on a pair of skates in his life. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. Friends, now that another weekend is just around the corner, you're probably looking forward to some fun with the kiddies. Well, here's a warning. That fun may lead to more exercise than you expect. First thing you know, you'll be overdoing. And overdoing can result in stiff, sore, aching muscles, or an occasional dull headache, which won't be very pleasant. Now, that's where Alka-Seltzer comes in. You see, when you have Alka-Seltzer handy, real relief can be yours in no time at all. So see your druggist before your weekend starts and get a package of Real Relief Alka-Seltzer tablets. That's the Alka-Seltzer way to be prepared in case you overdo during your weekend fun with the kiddies. You can smile at stiff, sore, aching muscles when you have Alka-Seltzer with you. Now don't delay. Get it today. And remember, when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the old community today, we find the fellows in the Jot'em Down store. Lum, a pair of roller skates strapped to his feet, is sitting on the floor. Listen.
Well, get up, Lum. Don't just sit there on the floor. You can't learn how to roller skate sitting down, and I told you that.
Well, I'm just resting for a minute, Abner.
Fact is, I don't believe you're ever going to learn, Lum. You better give up this idea.
I can't give it up. I'm taking Miss Emmeline to that party out at Pin Oaks Pavilion, and I promised her I'd learn her how to roller skate. Now, Grannies, I'm going to do it if it's the last thing I ever do.
Well, another half hour of this, and it will be the last thing you ever do.
Oh, don't be so skeptical. I'll get it. Come on, help me up.
All right, grab hold. Come on, now.
Oh, my aching back. My back.
Yeah, you wouldn't be in this mix-up if you hadn't went and told Miss Emmeline you was a roller skating champion, Oklahoma.
Yeah, it's too late to worry about that now. Done told her, so now I'm stuck with it. Hold me tighter, Abner.
I've got
my feet slipping again.
I'm holding you as tight as I can. Doggies, I'm tired, Lum.
Well, what are you tired for? All you did is just push me around a little bit.
It ain't the pushing I mind. It's that everlasting picking you up that's wearing me out.
Well, I ain't going to fall no more, I don't think. All right, I'm ready.
Hold it now.
Try it again now, but go easy this time.
All right. Here it goes now.
Easy, I said.
We're going. Just watch your feet now. They're going off in different directions again.
Well, how are you going to keep them from doing that?
Well, aim them both at the same thing. Straighten them up.
I don't seem to have no control over them.
Well, bend your legs a little bit.
Foot gets to going in one direction, I can't stop it.
Well, you got your legs stiff as a couple of boards. Then straighten yourself up.
How's this?
Well, that's better. That's better.
Well, don't let go of me.
Now you're going.
Hey, look out.
Look what you did to the canned tomatoes, and I worked all morning stacking them up pretty that way.
Well, it's your own fault. You oughtn't to let go of me.
Well, Lum, me, you've got to learn to skate by yourself, Lum. I can't go out there to the pavilions with you and push you around the floor all night.
No, I guess that's right.
That'd look fine, me pushing a champion roller skater Oklahoma around while he learns his lady friend how to skate.
Well, let's see. Maybe we better figure out some other system here.
Well, that's a good idea. And I think I know just the system, too. You stay here, and I'll go home.
No, now, wait a minute, Abner. You've got to help me.
Lum, I've told you everything I know about roller skating, and you still don't seem to catch on to it.
Well, I'll get it. You'll just be using the wrong tic-tacs is all. How'd you learn how to skate?
Oh, Lum, that's so long ago I don't recollect. It's come to me natural, I reckon.
Well, there must be some way of learning a body to do it.
Well, Fred, I don't know. I know, just wait a minute. Wait just a minute. I just happen to recollect something.
Well, good.
In a carnival one time, I seen a fella learning a bear how to skate.
A bear?
Yes, sir. I doggies, if a bear can learn it, you can too, Lum. You're just as smart as any bear there is.
Well, now, wait a minute.
No, sir, that's the truth. When it comes to brains, I'll put you up against any bear you can name. Any two bears.
Well, I know that.
That's the way I like to hear you talk. Now you're getting confidence in yourself. Now, here's the way I seen that fella do it in the carnival. He tied a rope around the bear's neck and then led him around.
All right, just stop right where you're at. I ain't going to have no rope tied around my neck. I can tell you that right here and now.
Well, you wouldn't have to wear the rope to the party, Lom. We could take it off where we got there.
I don't want no rope on my neck at no time.
Well, I mean,
nervous.
Just wear it while I'm learning you how to skate. Then I'll pull you around the store. Be a heap easier than picking you up all the time.
Now, them things dangerous around your neck.
I
had an uncle once that died with one of them on there.
Well, you ain't stole no horses, old Lom. I'm just going to learn you
how to skate. Well, I ain't no bear.
Lom, I know that. I can tell that easy. You're a heap skinnier than a bear. Well, I will say, though, that you're getting about the same position when you skate. You kind of lean forward with your arms stretched out in front of you. If you had a fur on, I don't know where I could tell the difference.
All right, Abby, you can just stop them smart remarks right now.
You don't sleep all winter, do you?
You don't know how serious a matter this is. If Miss Emmeline finds out I exaggerated again, it'd just be the end of everything. Come on now, you just got to help me.
Well, I still think that rope I'd be... Wait a minute. There comes Squire Skimp. Maybe he knows how to roller skate.
Abner, don't you even mention this to Squire.
Huh?
And get them skates off of me quick, or get me up here one.
Yeah, all right, here, I'll unstrap them. I don't see what you're worried about, though.
Well, that'd look fine. The town's leading merchant wearing a pair of roller skates during business hours. Abner, hurry up.
Well, I'm trying. I can't get them undid. These buckles are stuck or something.
Well, do something. I can't let Squire see me this way.
I know what I'm... Wait a minute. I know what to do. Get behind the counter, Lom. He can't see your feet when you're back there.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Well, help me here. Now, push me back there.
Well, try to keep your feet going in the same direction.
I'm doing the best I know how.
We ain't got time for that spread formation. Come on, get them together. Grab hold of the counter there. That'll help.
Yeah, I can make it all right.
Well, gentlemen, splendid day.
Yeah, howdy, Squire. Come on in. What can we do for you?
Oh, not a thing, Abner. I just want to see Lom.
Well, he's right. Hey, Lom? Lom, where are you? He's here just a minute. Oh, there he is. See him there, Squire? No, where? Right there, his head sticking over the counter. Lom, Squire wants to see you.
Oh, howdy, Squire.
What in the world are you doing down there, Lom?
Oh, not much. Just marking some prices on some stuff.
Oh, well, come on out here, Lom. I want to talk to you.
Well, I'm pretty busy right now, Squire. Can't you talk to me from there?
Well, this may take a little time, Lom. I'd like to sit down and have a nice, good discussion with you.
Well, couldn't we discuss this some other time? I've just got to get these prices marked on here today.
Well, I'll be proud to do that for you, Lom. Come on out and talk to Squire.
Abner, for goodness sake, shut up.
What I want to talk to you about, Lom, is your accident insurance.
Accident insurance?
Yes, your present policy has expired, and you know you never can tell when you have a fall of some kind. Yes,
no,
special Lom.
Abner, watch yourself.
Now, we have a brand new policy that beats the old one all holler, Lom. So now, if you're interested in renewing, I recommend it very highly to you.
Well, I am interested, more than you know.
Well, fine. You just step right out here and put your John Henry on the dotted line. I'll take care of everything else for you.
Yeah, well, couldn't we do it some other time?
But, Lom, this is a matter that a man shouldn't put off.
Well, I'll tell you what, Squire, if you're going to be in your office, I'll drop around and see you in about a half hour.
Well, all right, but don't make it any later than that, Lom. I've got to go over to Olden and close a little real estate deal there this afternoon.
Well, don't worry. I'll be there. Fact is, I might even take out two policies.
Well, fine. Now, that's the way I like to hear you talk. Well, I'll see you over at the office then, Lom.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, so long, Squire.
All right, Abner, come over here and help me get up now.
Can't you even get up by yourself? Doggy, you look silly with just your head sticking over the counter there. Why didn't you stand up? He couldn't see you had on roller skates.
Well, to tell the truth, I don't know where I can or not. I might have broke a leg on that last fall.
Broke a leg? Lord me, why didn't you say something, Lom?
Well, I was feared to after Squire said my accident insurance had expired.
Huh?
Never wanted to take a chance like that.
No, that's right. Well, I don't blame you. Oh, here, let me help you up. Which leg is it?
I don't know. Can't even tell that. That's how bad off I am. Easy, Abner. Easy.
Yeah, there you are. Now, both of your legs look pretty straight, Lom. I don't believe they're broke.
No, I guess not. They feel all right now.
Yeah, you're wiggling them. That's all right.
Yes, sir. I don't believe I'm ever going to learn to roller skate, though.
Amen.
Maybe I better call Miss Emily and talk her out of this skating party.
That's the first sensible thing you said all day.
Yeah, push me over to the phone, Abner.
All right, I'm glad to do it. Here, come on now. Here we go.
Just what excuse I'll use, but I can see right now I weren't cut out to be a roller skater.
Well, that's been my idea on the subject all along. Here, grab hold of the phone before you go past it, Lom.
You better hold on to me.
Well, grab it.
I can't hang here.
Well, go ahead. I got you, doggy.
Feet roll out from under me. Here, I'll be hanging.
She's going to sail right by. Now, stand up there. That's our boy.
She ain't going to be too disappointed.
Wished I could think of some place else to take her instead. I don't believe she'd like roller skating no way.
Not with you, she wouldn't.
Wait a minute. Hello?
Got to hold you up all night.
Is this Miss Emmeline? This is Lummy.
Oh, Lummy.
Lum. Yeah.
Killer Eddard, you ought to call you.
Say, that. About that skating party out at the pavilion, I was wondering if you actually wanted to go to such a thing as that.
Sit down and skate with Lum. That'd be a lot of fun.
Well, because I thought maybe you'd rather go somewhere else.
Anyway.
Why can't we? Oh. Oh, my. Yeah. Yeah, that's wonderful. All right, Miss Emmeline. Goodbye.
What in the world happened to you?
Do you know what?
Huh?
Miss Emmeline told that about me being the champion skater of Oklahoma, so they got a big surprise for me.
Surprise?
Yeah, at the party, they're going to call on me to give a fancy skating exhibition.
Skating exhibition? You?
Yes, sir, me. Abner, don't let go of me. There goes my feet again. Look out, look out.
Personally, I wouldn't miss that exhibition for anything in the world. So join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Friends, the Chinese say it takes a year to make a friend, but you can lose one in an hour. And folks, it takes just one sleepless night to make you irritable and cranky enough to end a friendship in much less than an hour. But you are much less likely to be irritable and losing friends when you take Miles Nervi. Yes, sir, when you're restless, high-strung, and cranky because of nervous tension, try Miles Nervi. This time-tested formula has brought restful nights and tension-free days to thousands. Get a package of Miles Nervi and have it on hand next time nervous tension keeps you awake or threatens to spoil your work or play. All drugstores have it. Caution, use only as directed. Miles Nervi comes in two forms, liquid and effervescent tablets. It's guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Now, don't forget to help get rid of those occasional sleepless, restless nights. Ask your druggist for Miles Nervi. Before you let irritability drive away your friends, try Miles Nervi. Remember, it's Nervine, N-E-R-V-I-N-E. Miles Nervi.